Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Did I put you into a bit of a panic for a second?
The last thing I heard you say, I think we're on. I don't know. We'll see. What?
I have to hit one button.
You have to make us go live.
I know.
It's a big responsibility.
It is. And then sometimes I just get distracted. And then right before, I'm like, are we on?
You have to remember that you are driving Miss Daisy here. Come on, Hope.
Sorry, ma'am. I needed to make water.
Please remember your duty.
Now say the line that makes me cry. Right at the end. You're at the home.
You're my best friend.
There it is.
Hulk, you're my best friend.
There, thank you. Do you think we could pull off a driving Miss Claire? Nah, you know what?
That's absurd.
Take that entire question and remove it. I rescind.
Could we pull it off?
No. Might we try? Perhaps.
You know we could. Should we? No.
No.
I do appreciate you pushing the buttons for me, though. Thanks, bud.
You got it. Can I help you with your luggage? What else you got? Anything else I can do for you this morning?
This morning? No.
What's your day look like?
Actually, it has automotive. I got to go get...
Oil change?
Oil change. And as soon as it gets cold, every time the pressure in the tires goes low.
Same here.
Isn't that so annoying?
It's very annoying.
Why does it happen every time?
Because of Boyle's Law.
Is that the guy's name?
I believe that's the guy who came up with the air pressure rule.
Oh, okay. Or I didn't know if it was an air pressure thing.
Boyle has nothing to do with air. Okay. It goes way back. It's like Galileo stuff.
I also got one of those super, super scares last night.
Yeah?
Where somebody ran a red light.
No.
I had a green light. They had a red light, but they decided not to stop. So I almost got T-boned at an intersection. Thankfully, I stopped.
Did you horn?
I was.
Did you have time to horn?
I didn't have time.
But were they on their phone?
I don't know. It was night.
Oh, hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
The ones where I've seen them lately, usually somebody's head is looking down and I just presume they're on their phone.
They had to have been distracted,
yes.
Not paying attention, because it was very clearly at that point.
They weren't like in a long line and snuck in.
No, like you had a red light.
Yeah.
It was very clear, you know, it wasn't a pink light. It was a red light.
Shannon got caught in two, like right in a row near Collins about the time everybody was leaving work. It was just one of those days yesterday. I don't know if the wind was messing with people's minds.
Yeah, traffic was awful last night heading home. So I don't know what it was, but I was all shook up, and now I'm like, well, now I want my brakes looked at, because
just to be safe.
They worked perfectly, but I feel like I abused them.
Yeah, hood to tail.
Yes.
Make sure to get your wiper fluid topped off.
Yes.
I just filled that yesterday.
We're giving it a look over anyway. Just look the whole thing, please.
Do you need a ride?
What?
Well, sometimes people will drop their car off and then come back to work. Do you actually need me to drive you today?
Oh. No.
Miss Daisy, do you actually need me to drive you today?
That is so nice. My plan is to spa out in the waiting room.
Did you say spa out?
Yes, I did. So they have a nice waiting room.
Do they?
I went specifically. I got a new book. I'm going to sit.
Okay, good.
I'm going to make cocoa and read a new book in the waiting room.
Then you're good.
I have my afternoon plan.
That sounds great. Are you bringing a blanket?
Oh, I should have. I think I have a car blanket. That's a good idea.
You're welcome.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just going to have a little relaxing afternoon.
Just please tell me, go up to one person, just ask for a pillow and see what happens.
Ma'am, and they'll have to wake me up. Ma'am,
your car's done.
You can't nap in the waiting room. Ah.
Says who?
Whatever.
This book, blanket, and pillow say otherwise. Wake me when December ends and
exactly.
My car is ready.
Yeah. You can't tell me what to do.
Well, enjoy your fresh oil today. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will. I really will. And this is exciting. If you're a child of the 80s, 90s, I've got some good news. Chi-Chi's is coming back.
The Chi-Chi restaurant?
Yeah. Chi-Chi's, the restaurant. Tex-Mex chain is making a comeback after 20 years of being gone.
We had one on Collins about where I believe the T-Mobile and Taco John's are, or maybe the Arby's.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a Chi-Chi's for a while?
Yeah. Wasn't there one in Iowa City?
There's one in Iowa City. There's one in the Quad City. I went to a Chi-Chi's before concerts. We could go up to the Quad Cities, go to the Mark.
Yeah.
And we go eat at Chi-Chi's.
There was a Chi-Chi's everywhere. It was the restaurant.
I don't think I've ever heard of a restaurant brand of that, like, being resurrected.
It doesn't usually happen. They went through bankruptcy, ownership changes, but they're back. They kind of held on just a little bit. There's some Chi-Chi's salsa products that you might see here and there.
So the brand still stayed alive. I think I've seen that at a grocery store.
Perhaps here and there, spotty. And there is one Chi-Chi's still
in
Vienna, Austria, randomly.
In Austria?
I know. In Austria? In Austria. Anyways, the original owner, son, Michael McDermott, wants to bring it back.
Yes.
Yeah. So he is going to open up Chi-Chi's sometime next year. He's going to start where the original Chi-Chi's started.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Like Minneapolis area?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the original one opened back in 1976. So he's bringing it all the way back with, you know, fried ice cream and
road trip.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Road trip. Chi-Chi's road trip.
Woo woo. I wanted to go to Austria, but then.
Austria. Oh, we're road tripping to Austria.
International road trip.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So you're going to pitch me, and I have a feeling it's because I pitched you something on Monday.
Precisely,
do you
friend.
Remember?
Yes, I do remember because you wanted,
Do you want to buy a building?
I got the song.
Yes. It's a what?
Oh, I expected more song.
Well, I've got part two.
What?
I have an update on the building that I wanted us to go in on.
Okay.
You were my silent partner, by the way. You were going to do all the investing, and I was going to be the hype guy.
Yeah. I remember.
Are you ready for the update?
What's the update?
So this is the old Windsong Movie Theater, Southwest Cedar Rapids in the Westdale Complex.
Yes.
It went up for auction Wednesday. No bids were, as of Monday, it was bidless. All we needed was $250,000. You remember all of this?
Yes, I do.
You ready?
Wait, 250? I thought it was like...
It was 250.
Oh, man.
I needed a quarter of a mil from you.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I'm going to come up a little short.
Here we go. We can no longer buy a building.
Oh.
The listing has gone away.
Where'd it go? Did somebody
get it? The auction just closed. And we've been hosed. It just wasn't our day.
Wait, who bought it?
Somebody paid a lot of dough. Lots and lots of dough. Three times the asking price.
Why?
We can no longer buy a building.
Why would they pay three times the
asking price? Looks like we'll never own a building.
Tell me.
There's nothing to buy.
Why would they pay three times the asking price?
Somebody paid $750,000 for the old movie theater, and that's all No.
Was there a bidding war?
There were three bids.
Huh.
And the final bid when the auction closed was $750,000.
Okay.
So somebody wants that. It's valued at $1 million+, but that million used to include that front parking lot.
Yeah, but now
it does not. Which that does not include that. So whoever bought it doesn't have a lot of parking.
And that's a good neighbor, though. So
Texas Roadhouse is Culver's is a great neighbor.
Texas Roadhouse.
IHOP. You're in a good spot.
Yeah.
It's just, what's going there?
What
for $750,000? That's my first question. My second question, did you enjoy my singing?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was something else.
It was, just say something. That was something.
That was something. Wasn't that something?
No longer buying a building.
No.
No.
Yesterday, I had to skedaddle because my kid was... sick. It's one of those not so sick days.
Yeah.
Like she really thought she was sick. And then turns out like maybe it was just dehydration or something.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Nerves? Maybe?
No, I think she was just dehydrated. So I was like, okay, fluids. We get to pushing fluids. She's fine. So I get to like thinking, I need to do something to occupy my time. And I start going through and I'm like, I'm kind of hungry and then I need to like do something. So I want to make puppy chow.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Except I don't have the stuff for it. I don't have the cereal. You know, you need the Chex cereal.
It's Chex and then a lot of powdered sugar.
I got everything else.
Okay.
I got, the chocolate. I got the peanut butter. Mm-hmm. I got the powdered sugar. I got all of that. I just don't have the cereal. However, I did have peanut butter Captain Crunch.
What?
So I got to thinking,
yes.
What if I performed an experiment of sorts and used the peanut butter Captain Crunch to make the puppy chow even puppy chowier?
Tell me more, doctor. Tell me more.
So I did it. I took the puppy chow fixins and I poured it over the peanut butter cereal, making it even puppy chowier.
Oh, let me try it, master. Let me try it.
You tell me.
I'll tell you.
If it works. Because it's already like a peanut butter chocolate cereal, but then I just put peanut butter chocolate over top of it.
You think there's too much peanut butter chocolate?
Well, okay.
Impossible.
I did this and my kids were like, like they did not care. They were not interested in trying it. They did not care. They didn't even want, like, they did not care.
Is this full bag for me?
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Go for it.
I am. I'm going for it. It's great.
It's great. Does it work as a snack?
It works as a snack. It works as an entree. It works as a dessert.
I'm a genius.
Yes, master.
Yes.
It's time to talk buttons.
What?
And not just one button. I'm talking two buttons. Specifically, both Sapodapa So and the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival have button design contests going on right now.
What do we gotta do with these buttons?
All right, so this coming March is the 50th anniversary Sapodapa So.
This is 50.
The organization's asking for button designs to commemorate the occasion. Submissions for the Sapodapa So button are due Friday, December 6th.
That's tomorrow.
Visit the Sapodapa So Facebook page for more information and design requirements.
Cool.
They actually have the template there.
Okay.
They'll tell you what needs to be included in the button and what needs to fit on the button. Then, Freedom Festival. Festival asking that the artist's design and theme resemble the nostalgia of Freedom Festival and captures what most comes to mind when you think of the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival. Now, their deadline is a month from now. You've got till January the 10th. Visit the Freedom Festival website for more information and for design requirements for those two buttons. Any thoughts?
I got to get to going.
Which one are you thinking about right now? Sapodapa So or Freedom Festival?
Mostly I'm thinking about is the Pussycat Doll?
Pussycat Dolls, by the way, has nothing to do with either one.
Loosen up my buttons, baby.
Nothing to do with the Pussycat
Nothing
Dolls.
Nothing at all.
It's the only song I could find quickly that had the word button
that
in it.
That had buttons.
A trial run of a downtown Cedar Rapids trolley starting on Friday. Thanks to the downtown district, the trolley fleet will officially begin rotating at stops for service on Friday, December 6th, operating from 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. every Friday and Saturday night through January 31st. The trolley pilot will offer multiple stops throughout the downtown district, shops at Nubo, along with Czech Village.
Okay, and you don't have Judy Garland singing clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
I don't. Keep going.
Ding, ding, ding with the bell. Sing, sing, sing
with the heartstrings.
From the moment I saw him, I fell.
I looked high and low yesterday in this building for a copy of that song, and I could not find it.
So I just have to sing it every time?
Every time I have the trolley song, you bring that. All right, what's got us feeling all right? This one also has a song, too. The annual post-football season tradition of band extravaganza comes this Sunday, December the 8th, 3 o'clock, Extreme Arena in Coralville. The afternoon will include performances by the Iowa Symphony Band, Johnson County Landmark, the Jazz Band, and the Hawkeye Marching Band with Iowa Spirit Squad's dance team in Herky. And this year's show features special guest, the Jefferson High School Band of Blue.
Awesome.
Last year, I believe Liberty had the honor of performing as part of Band Extravaganza.
Do they rotate a high school?
When I was in it, no. We used to do this at Hancher back in the day, which was really cool because we would enter from the back and come down the aisles. No, the drums and the sousaphones. So, and there'd be a ton of area high school students there. I don't know when they started having area high school bands join them, but it's a great idea.
Yeah.
So you get all of that. It's all on the floor at the Extreme Arena. It's a general admission ticket. Tickets available through the Extreme Arena website. If I remember, I had somebody call me this time last year for this event. Because it's a sanctioned University of Iowa event, search protocols are in place to go in. So you might want to just not bring a purse.
Well, that's and also that could policy be with the Extreme Arena.
Yeah.
It's a
so
no.
I know you're going to a band performance, but don't be surprised when you get wanded or go through a metal detector.
That's the Extreme Arena's.
Yeah. So I would just either leave a purse or bag, or if you've got those clear ones, that's if you need to bring some stuff with you. It's just going to keep the line moving faster. Yeah, that always seems to catch people by surprise.
Don't be surprised.
When they go into Extreme Arena. But marching band and band extravaganza this Sunday, you've got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
We're coming up on the end of 2024, and I think that maybe some people are glad to see the end of 2024. Maybe Justin Timberlake. It's been, you know, a tumultuous year.
It's been a year. He's had to postpone his tour two or three times. He had an OWI issue in the Hamptons.
Yep.
Yeah.
That wasn't a great look. And now the rumor is that Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake may be on a break. The source says that Jessica initiated it. They're going to be spending the holidays apart.
What?
Yeah. Which is just too bad. They've got two little boys. The source says that she might go to one or two of his concerts to show that she's willing to support him still, but privately she's relieved to be taking some emotional space so she can take stock, catch up on her own projects, see her friends. Emotionally, she just wants to get away from all of his self-inflicted drama.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not great.
I think what, like, if you just said that and it was like a long girls' week, that wouldn't disturb me. It's the holidays.
I know.
That's what wigs me out.
Yeah, the whole thing with the holidays. Yeah. Like, taking some time, like, in leading up to the holidays makes sense to me. And then celebrating together. But, ooh, yikes.
Yikes.
New York Magazine, they're helping Saturday Night Live celebrate the 50th anniversary. And so they sat down with a bunch of past and present cast members and talked about, what was your biggest splurge when you got your first paycheck from the show? And it turns out that's kind of a funny question because the pay is kind of atrocious.
So how many episodes? 15?
15 for a season.
So that's, you're making like 45,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you get
New
summers
York
off.
City.
In expensive New York City.
It's an expensive city.
But at the same time, you're probably a struggling comic.
Yes.
Right? And yes. You're just on the comedy circuit scene and you're probably waiting tables.
And think of how many hours they say that they're there, you know, like round the clock each show week.
If you broke that down by an hourly rate, it's pittance.
Peanuts,
yeah.
Right?
It's not big.
Not great. So that's
I like a little scoop though for Pete Davidson. Thank you.
Of course, Pete Davidson. You know how much we make? It's nothing.
It's like 3,000 an episode.
Yee. Found out who we're going to be seeing perform as the ball drops on New Year's Eve. Ryan Seacrest has revealed the star-studded musical lineup for New Year's Rockin' Eve. Cody Johnson, Thomas Rhett, Tinashe, Teddy Swims, and Lenny Kravitz. The co-host this year is going to be Rita Ora with Ryan Seacrest. The first ever New Year's Eve countdown from Las Vegas, in addition to the Times Square ball drop in New York City.
Is Las Vegas part of the broadcast with Seacrest?
With Seacrest.
Or separate? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all, of course, on December 31st. Huge
Rita
celebration.
Ora.
Rita Ora.
Huh.
Yeah.
I was going to stop. Like, what happened to, and then I'm like, no, that's the CNN one. That's a whole different broadcast.
That's their own can of worms.
I feel like Rita Ora is having a moment because she's currently on Masked Singer also. She replaced Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
but
good for her.
Did Jenny McCarthy do it last year? She'd get canned.
With Ryan Seacrest?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I also didn't stay up that late, so I don't remember.
I know. It's hard. It's hard.
We had people over for dinner, and then we celebrate Newfoundland New Year's. We're in bed by 10:30.
And we go to bed.
I kick them out of the house. We go to bed.
I know. Okay. My source?
Your bakery source?
A bakery. Back in November, you recall, our basketball community learned that Indiana Fever icon Caitlin Clark is going to be, did speak with David Letterman.
He was doing an alumni lecture at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. They're part of their Distinguished Professional Lecture and Workshop Series. So they did that. And then apparently they showed up at an Indianapolis bakery called Long's Bakery. And Long's Bakery did an Instagram post on December 3rd. Their post read as such. Phew! What a wonderful, all caps, day at Long's Bakery. We were super blessed to be chosen by David Letterman to hold his interview with Caitlin Clark for the Netflix series My Next Guest. Heart emoji, donut emoji, heart emoji.
Question mark emoji.
Yes, Eric.
They're typically filmed in a set.
Yes, they are.
With an audience.
Yes, they are.
And then they usually like walk around a campus or something.
Yeah.
This is the interview itself?
I guess.
Among piles of dough and powdered sugar?
According to Long's Bakery. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Because we kind of wondered when they announced that they were going to be doing this interview at Ball
State. It seemed like it was setting itself up to be one of these Netflix specials.
Easily could have been.
The interview was at a bakery.
Exactly. So now we just have to wait for word about exactly when this interview will be released. I don't have any official information from David Letterman or from Netflix or from anybody except for Long's Bakery in Indiana. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Good morning, counselor.
Good morning, counselor.
Welcome to our radio court of law and the law offices of Scramble and Scramble.
Yes, where we are here to take on the cases that are tearing you and your friends, family, coworkers apart. And that is exactly what is happening in the life of listener Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie's getting a hold of us through our email, scramble@kzia.com. Maybe something came up over Thanksgiving dinner that you're still stewing on.
Oh, yeah.
If you want us to debate that in the remaining weeks of this year or into 2025, if you've got a squabble, let us know. scramble@kzia.com. But let's go to today's debate.
Yeah, it is those little trivial things. And I don't know how this got brought up at work, but I am so glad that it did, because this exact same argument happened between me and my college roommate. Carrie and her coworker disagree on how to properly make the bed. They got to talking about it, and apparently Carrie makes her bed. And if there is a top sheet that has a design on it, Carrie makes the bed with the sheet with the design. The design goes face up. And Carrie's coworker makes the bed with the sheet with the design face down.
That makes no sense to me. None.
None?
I cannot conceive of how and why you think that's correct.
May I defend Carrie's coworker?
So design down.
Design down.
You are going to defend that?
Yes.
Boy, you are a public servant.
I am a public servant. Here is why you put, and it is correct to put, the design side down. Because it makes the bed more beautiful. When you get into bed, you pull the top sheet and you get in between the fitted sheet and the top sheet, correct?
You do that every day?
Every day.
I guess every night.
Every night. So when you get in, wouldn't you want to look at the most beautiful presentation of your bed possible? Wouldn't you want to treat yourself to the most beautiful presentation of your bed?
Are you asking me or is this rhetorical?
Oh, I'm asking.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Yes, yes. So you deserve the best. You deserve to see the beauty of your sheets. So when you tear them down, you see the beauty of your sheets. Also, if you want to be, you know, really prim and proper, you could also make the bed with the design side down and then fold them down, revealing that beautiful design just a little bit. It's neat. It's tidy. It's like having your own little hotel experience. Isn't that fashionable? Isn't that fun? And don't you deserve the best?
Again, rhetorical, or do you want me to answer that question? Why am I even in the stand? Why are you asking me?
You may...
Is it my turn?
You can leave the stand. Go ahead, present your case.
I didn't swear to tell any truths at all, by the way.
I did not have you
sworn
in.
That wasn't a Bible. That was a cookbook.
You don't have to get sworn in. That's good.
Everything you're saying, I can comprehend.
Okay.
Because
you see it, right?
I see it. But that's where the impracticality of it all comes out. The idea that we live in a time and space and world where people have A, time to actually make a bed, and B, fold down the comforter and the sheet so that it, who are you displaying it for? It's just you.
Yeah.
And that is the room where dirty clothes gets thrown on that thing. You probably forget to clean your sheets as often as you're supposed to. Who cares what it looks like? What this thing is, it's about being practical. Step number one, you put the fitted sheet on. Step number two, you take the design printed sheet with the design facing up, so it is a continuous pattern on top of the fitted sheet. And oh, by the way, there's a tag at the bottom of that sheet that tells you exactly what side goes up and what side goes down. Why would you expose the tag to the up? The tag goes underneath and then you tuck it in.
The tag doesn't matter because you tucked it in.
But it's easier to tuck in if it's in the right location to begin with, which is already closer to the bottom.
How are you having trouble tucking a tag?
You don't have trouble tucking the tag. It's why would you have the tag expose itself up? While we're having this argument, why don't you put the fitted sheet on as well with the design down, you crazy design down people? The design faces up. Nobody makes their bed anymore. It's a continuous look with the fitted sheet below, and the tag is clearly on the underside, the part that is not supposed to be shown to the public, so it gets easily tucked away at the foot of the bed. Clearly, the sheet design faces up.
Okay, how do you properly make a bed? Apparently, there's two different ways to do it. What's the right way, Scrambillions?
Let us know. The phone lines are open right now for Jury in a Hurry at 200-1029.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Is the design facing up or facing the bed?
Well, technically, the design side is the softest side. So the comfort and smart people put the design face side down.
Thank you for comfort. And you deserve the best. Thank you, juror.
Thank you, voter. Moving into this one. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Do you make the bed with the design facing up or down on the sheets?
Design up.
Design up.
Back to my side.
Oh, man.
And by the way, that previous caller, it's the same fabric on both sides of the sheet.
No,
yes, it is.
No.
It's the same side. It's how you wash them. Okay, do you make the bed with the sheet design face up or face down, caller?
So I did. I was making it face up until I had children. And then I started doing face down because I want the people I love to have the best. And I want to be able to fold the sheet over.
That is so sweet.
The pattern.
Okay, that's going to go into the Claire column. So right now, a 2-1 lead for Claire. Hi, caller. What do you think? Jury in a Hurry, you making the bed with the sheet design face up or down?
The natural way it's supposed to be up.
That's the natural way.
Not natural way.
That's nature's law.
Get out of here. Nature.
Jury in a Hurry, making the bed. Is the top sheet there facing up with the design or is the design face down?
It's up.
It's up. I believe there was a song about that. It's up.
Just singing that in my head. Get out of here.
Jury in a Hurry, you're making the bed. That top sheet's got a design. Does the design face up or is the design face down?
What do you think?
It's up. As long as the bed's getting made, I got no one to impress.
That summarizes my argument entirely. If it's even getting made.
You know what? I can actually get down with that argument.
Are you touring people through your home? It makes no difference. Okay, I just doubled you up. So it looks like I got a 4-2 right now, but still plenty of time on the clock. Thanks for holding. When you make the bed, is the sheet with the design facing up or down?
Facing up.
Facing up.
Nice and simple answer. Thank you.
In a hurry. He understands
the assignment. He understood the part. It's Jury in a Hurry. Hi, Jury in a Hurry. Okay, you're making the bed. That top sheet's got a design on it. Does the design face up towards the ceiling or down
or
towards
down
the bed?
Down as it's supposed to be.
Whoa.
Down like it's supposed to be.
Whoa! You just influenced a juror.
It's called psychology, Eric.
If I lose this case, I'm having it thrown out. You led the witness.
No. It's just the way
you
it's supposed to be.
You tainted the jury pool.
No, that's the way that jury member was going to vote that way either way.
Back to the phones we go. Do you make the bed with the sheet design facing up or facing down?
I didn't even know there was another way to do it. Up.
Up! What? That's me! That's right! Why would people do the other way? Thank you, caller.
No other way.
Claire, this could take it for me.
Oh, no.
Jury in a hurry, do you make the bed with the sheet design facing up or facing down?
Facing down.
Facing down! Oh, it keeps
and
Claire
I'm still in the game!
In the game!
Okay, all I need to rally, just a couple of friends to help me out here.
Just one vote takes it for Dancing Eric Hansen and sanity.
Insanity? Your insanity!
Hi, Jerry, in a hurry, back to our case of making the bed. Do you put the that design facing up or facing down?
Always design up.
Always design up, and always means I'm a victor.
Congratulations. You know what? I forgot that this is literally how I also do it. I was just...
You got so... you took on the emotion of your client.
Yes, I got too wrapped up, too emotionally invested in my client's case.
Sheet design goes up, so says the jurors, and Dancing Eric Hansen, and...
Congratulations to you and your client, Carrie.
Thank you.
Sad to hear, taking a break from refereeing reindeer games to bring you more messages from the Morning Scramble Santa line. Today, Elf in Training Mortimer is helping. Morty, please hit play.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Santa. Hey, Dayoy. Thank you for the gifts last year. Like this year, I'd like a brand new bike. Love AJ to Santa.
AJ, you are so very welcome for last year's presents. And thank you for saying thank you. You know, I rate good manners high in my Naughty and Nice book. A bicycle is such a wonderful present for the holidays and is the perfect gift for a girl your age. Continue to be good, for goodness sake, and let's just say, get ready for a lot of fresh air and exercise this spring. Okay, one more message today, please. Hit it, Morty.
All right, go, Waylon.
I want Clubhouse Mickey one.
And what's your name?
Waylon.
And say hi to Santa.
Hi, Santa.
It sounds like Waylon had a little help from an adult elf with his message. That's what makes the Morning Scramble Santa line so special. Everyone, at any age, can send me their messages. Now, for Waylon's wish. There are so many fun characters and adventures you can create thanks to Mickey Mouse and all his pals. In fact, Mortimer is a Mickey expert.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Morty, you are now officially in charge of helping Waylon have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes!
Good thing you were here, Mortimer. Actually, I have a surprise for you. Since you're doing such an excellent job, you are formally invited to Elf graduation in January, and we'll bring you on full time.
What? Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I will do my best.
Now, let's go get some cocoa to celebrate. Santa signing off for now.
Hey. It's a holiday, holiday.
Give Kris Kringle a jingle with the Morning Scramble Santa line.
Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Just click uploads on the Z102.9 app. Record your little one, send it to us, and we'll take it from there.
Happy holidays from Z102.9.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.